But when you're in la la land, you know what I mean? You hear, any kind of wind blow, and then when the tornado hit, you start saying, God did that to me. Why did God do that to me? But God is very precise. He's consistent and he's persistent. He doesn't change. He doesn't waver. He doesn't say, today I heal you, tomorrow I forget you. What he did yesterday, what he did for one person, he'll do it for all. You say, why all people don't get healed? Because all people don't believe. All don't receive. Why do some people prosper and others don't? Some people are lazy. Some people are work. Why some people have a lot of stuff? Some people, they live and they just, what you call them? What word I'm looking for? You're homeless. They did a, I saw a, can't remember her name now. But I saw they did a story on this young lady in college. And she was drafted into the WNBA. And I don't, you know, when something get your mind, you hear what I'm saying? Here she is, had a golden opportunity to, you know, but something got her mind. To cut the story short, because I don't have time to go through all of it, she wind up living as a homeless. Several people tried to help her and had all this talent, ability to play in that league. But because she allowed something to get her mind. And this is what many do with this gospel. Some believe it, and it worked for them. Then with our mind, we say, well, that may be true for them, but it won't work for me. Who told you that? Somebody that don't love you. Someone that's your enemy. And then we say, well, I was, and that may be true, I was raised in this kind of setting. I came up in a broken home. I don't know of a more dysfunctional home than David the King. Check him out. And God wind up saying, David is a man after my own heart. Am I scripture or not? Why did God say that? Because David wasn't bullheaded. When David found out he was wrong, he found out he knew he was wrong, but when he found out, when God called him on the carpet, David repented. Some folks, when they find out they're wrong, they just keep on doing what they want to do. Then they want to accuse the gospel don't work. God changed. God loves some people. God, no, you can't tell that to me. You can't give that to me because the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Am I in the house? So Jesus came here. What was his reason for coming? What was his reason for coming? He came to preach this good news to humanity. If you're sitting on this seat today, and there's billions of people on planet Earth right now, I had the privilege. I say it's a privilege because I don't plan to go back. I had the privilege of being in New York City. And there are more people than anything else there. And every person I saw, all kinds, Chinese, Spanish, African American people, Caucasian, you name it, they was there. God loved every one of those people. Now watch it. Jesus said, Paul said, I am not ashamed of this gospel, for it is what? The power of God, right? Then in Matthew 9, watch it, Matthew 9, 35, listen to what Jesus. He said, Jesus went about all the cities and villages. This is Mark 9, 35. Watch it. Teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. What did he do? He went to all the cities and villages. Notice what he did. What did he do when he got there? Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Will you please tell me? How many times, where in there you ever found? He went among, went to all the cities and villages, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, putting sickness on people, breaking up home. Putting something on the people, telling you ain't no good. I'm gonna help this man, I don't care a thing about you. Have you ever found that in there? Why do we go out and tell that? God is, what did I say? God is consistent and he is persistent. He does not change. People change. One, he'll do it for all. So if he'll save one person, he'll save them all. Well, why hasn't he saved them? He has. Is they hadn't? They don't know to come and receive what's already done.
All right, Lord.
That's the tragedy of sinners going to hell because they won't receive what's already done. So that's why he went. Now watch it now. Healing what? Every disease among the people. But watch this now. But what, I want you to see this, because this is what he's told me to point out to you. Look at verse 36. Is it up there? Y'all have to catch up with me. Come on. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Verse 36. But when he what? Saw who? When he saw the multitude, he was moved with a passion on them. Now, if compassion moved him on the multitude then, what about now?